Shakuntala and the Gold Ring. There was a wise man called Rishi Kanva. He lived in India, near the Himalayan mountains. One day, he found a baby girl by the river Ganga. He took her home and called her Shakuntala. She was a friendly, brave child, and Rishi taught her to sing and dance. "You are a young woman now," Kanva said years later. "Try to be kind and look after people. And remember, always have hope." One afternoon, Shakuntala was in the forest, and she saw a frightened deer. It ran towards her. Then a hunter on a horse arrived. The hunter wanted to kill the deer.
"Please don't kill it,"
Shakuntala shouted. And she moved in front of the deer.
"You can't stop me,"
answered the hunter, angrily.
"I am Dushyant, king of Hastinapur. Everything in this forest is mine."
"The forest is yours. Then you must look after every animal in it," said Shakuntala. King Dushyant thought for a minute. Then he said,
"You are right. I'm very sorry."
Shakuntala smiled. "Would you like to eat with me?" she asked. King Dushyant went with Shakuntala to her house. "She's very brave and intelligent," thought Dushyant. He liked her very much, and he stayed for a week. Then he said,
"Shakuntala, I have to leave tomorrow. Will you marry me?"
"Yes," Shakuntala answered. "But I would like three things from you. First, I would like my son to be the next king," she said.
"Of course," he answered. "Our son will be a wonderful king."
"Second, I'd like some beautiful clothes, because I will be a queen. And third, let's marry today. You go home to Hastinapur tomorrow, and I can't wait," Shakuntala said.
"You are a strong woman," said the king, and smiled. "Yes, you can have all of those things."
They married that day in the forest. Shakuntala took some grass and made a ring for her new husband. And the king gave Shakuntala his gold ring. There was a picture of him on it. The next day, King Dushyant went home to Hastinapur. Shakuntala got ready to go to Hastinapur too. Then a wise man called Durvas came to Shakuntala's house because he was very thirsty and hungry. He shouted to her, but Shakuntala did not hear him. He shouted again, but she did not come.
"This is very bad,"
Durvas shouted, very loudly now. Shakuntala heard him and came quickly. But it was too late. The wise man was angry.
"You only think about your new husband. I am going to put a curse on you. Your husband will now forget you." Shakuntala was very angry and sad about this. She quickly offered the wise man food and drink, and she said sorry. The wise man slowly stopped feeling angry. "I can't change the curse now," he said, "but something can break it. Show your husband something of his, then he will remember you." Shakuntala looked at the gold ring on her finger. "Can it break the curse?" she thought. Weeks later, Shakuntala visited her father. She told him about the wise man and the curse. "I'm going to have King Dushyant's baby too," she said.
"You must tell him," Rishi said.
"Let's go to your husband tomorrow." They walked for days until they arrived at the river Ganga. There, they went on a boat across the water. Shakuntala was tired, and she washed her face with some river water. She did not see it, but the gold ring went down into the water. Later that day, they arrived at King Dushyant's palace. Shakuntala asked to see the king.
"Who are you?"
Dushyant asked her.
He did not remember her because of the curse.
"I am your queen. Look," said Shakuntala. She held up her hand, but the ring was not there. She could not break the curse without the ring.
"You are not my queen," said the king. "Go away."
Shakuntala and her father went home. "I must find the ring," thought Shakuntala. Rishi and Shakuntala went back to the river and went across in the boat again. "I understand now," thought Shakuntala. "I washed my face in the river. Did the gold ring go down in the water?"
"This river goes out into the sea," said her father. "You will never see that ring again."
"But father, there's always hope," said Shakuntala. "I will find that ring." Shakuntala and her father went home to the forest. Months later, Shakuntala had a baby boy, and she called him Bharat.
"My son is a prince," said Shakuntala, "and I will teach him to be a prince."
Bharat was a kind, brave person, the same as his mother. Many summers later, a fish found the gold ring in the river. It was hungry, and it ate the ring. Then a man caught the fish and cut it open. He found the gold ring inside it.
"This ring has a picture of the king on it," said the man.
He quickly went to the palace with it. The man gave the ring to the king, and it broke the curse.
"I remember now," said the king. "Shakuntala is my queen."
The king bought lots of beautiful clothes for Shakuntala and got his horse ready. He rode for a long time and came to a forest. There he found a young boy and a baby lion. The boy played with the lion and laughed.
"You aren't frightened," said the king.
"Of course not,"
answered the boy and smiled.
"What's your name?"
asked the king.
"I'm Bharat," he said. "And one day I'll be the king of this forest."
The king was very happy.
"This boy is my son," he thought.
Then Shakuntala came out of the trees and saw her son with King Dushyant.
"Dushyant," she cried, "I always hoped for this. You remember me."
King Dushyant went home to Hastinapur with his queen and his prince. There was a big party, and the people loved Shakuntala. And many years later, Prince Bharat was the king of Hastinapur, and his mother was very happy.
Penguin Readers, Sundiata the Lion King and Other Royal Tales, Level 2, retold by Helen Holwill, illustrated by Hannah Tolson, Lydia Tomaszewskaya, Pham Quang Phuc and Alatea Stratoff, series editor Sorrel Pitts, read by Neka Akoya and Sid Sagar.
Copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2021.